Printing in Two Languages. Book Parade. At Elite School, there is an annual event called a Book Parade. Each kid chooses a favorite character from a book that they have read and makes a costume of that specific character with their family members to wear at the school's Book Parade. As much as I love books, I wasn't sure what to do when I first heard about this. The letter from school said all costumes must be handmade at home with your children. Doing things by hand isn't my strength. In junior high school, I used to get 3 or even 2 out of 10 in art class. Even to this day, I go to the dry cleaners to fix a loose button on my shirt. However, I'm blessed to have a mother who, as the last household professional in her family, is excellent at sewing and handicrafts in general. In just a couple of hours, she put together a peepee long stocking costume out of an old blue shirt. We didn't tell Ellie's teacher that we didn't talk to Ellie about the book or the character, and that she didn't even participate in making the costume. Apparently, the purpose of the book parade is not just about creating costumes. The main goal is about encouraging children to like books more. That means family members should use the shared task of making costumes as a chance to have various discussions about the books and explore stories. Foisting the costume making onto our household expert, Elise Gran, without getting Ellie involved in the process, defeated the whole purpose. The following 2 years, I took the event more seriously. I asked Ellie what character she would like to be for the book parade. In the first year, she said she wanted to be the Swan Princess from Swan Lake. She read a book based on the ballet and watched a performance of it, and she became quite excited about the story. To make a long story short, Ellie's grand took a lead in this project again and created a piece of art. The wings were made of ribbons and really did express the Swan Princess's beauty and sad fate. I was finally convinced that the process of making a costume could be very effective in understanding a book character deeper. Last year, Ellie chose to be the Bamboo Princess from The Tale of Princess Kaguya, and for the first time participated in the costume making. She did the wig with lots of black wool yarn, and that made it all the easier for her to visualize what it was like to live as a princess in olden times. I truly am sold on this book parade idea. Now, if it could only be a favorite food scene from a book instead.